Right. So yesterday you may have seen the messages during the rounds about 40-odd containers in the parking lot of the Jamia Masjid. It seems like informal traders are being relocated from the taxi rank area of the CBD to this particular space. And the claim is that residents as well as business people in the area were not consulted. Joining us now on the line, we have Kishore Badal, former councillor for Ward 9. Kishore, good morning. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Not too long ago, you resigned as councillor for Ward 9 to pursue other interests, and it seems like you've quickly changed your mind, and now you're deciding to stand as an independent candidate for the same ward. What resulted in the change of mind?
Firstly, I think if something is ingrained in you, and you feel that you put a lot of effort and time in it, and you see the thing being wasted, in terms of the fact that when you look around in the area, it doesn't look good, and although we've had problems, it's far worse now. And also when you have a situation where people are calling you on a regular basis because they're not getting the support and assistance that they've been accustomed to. And then it makes you wonder now, what is more important? Is it your personal pursuits or is it what's best for our community? And that's the type of decision I took. And for that reason, although I am in another position at the moment, I've thrown my hat in the ring.
Why are you not standing again on a DA ticket? Why are you standing as an independent?
Well, I resigned from the DA last week, Wednesday. I had remained with them after having resigned as councillor, and I continued doing a number of things for them because of the fact that I hold a number of positions within the structures. However, in recent times, that has changed. I find that I disagree with a number of things and processes and policy situations that they have. And I just find that it's not the way that I want to continue. And if I'm not comfortable and if I'm not feeling at home anymore, I don't want to. Personally, on a personal basis, I've been affected I find that the structures, the processes that they use to consider people to get into higher office like legislature and parliament and such, does not actually work well. They have a selection process, they say it's stringent, but it's manipulated. I have evidence in 2019 where I was too short to go to both the legislature and the parliament. Mm. Those positions have opened up since. It hasn't come to me. So that's on a personal basis. And it hasn't come to me. Instead, those lists were frozen, and it was reopened. And that's a process. And if you look back in time, although the DA gets lots of votes from the Lanesha South areas, and probably even the Eldorado Annadale areas, there is nobody that has gone from our areas into those offices. And if we are not in a position ever to be able, through that channel, to be able to represent our concerns better and our community needs, it makes me consider, what am I doing? What am I doing for my community? What am I doing for myself? And it was after all this type of considerations that I decided, no, I need to find another way that we are able to do better for our community. And it has to be collective. Hmm. There is no such thing that I can ever do anything on my own. And the DA themselves was dependent on a lot. And if I could just continue for a moment, if you don't mind. The reality is that I was four years to the day on the job. There is no one that can say that they saw the DA in the community or the DA coming to the support and the assistance. No matter all our clients around land invasion, illegal connections, and all sorts of other things. It hasn't happened. And we were in administration for 3 years of that time. In that 3 years' time, the DA's own policy talks about private property protections. But we haven't seen that. From a lens perspective, we have championed the whole situation around land invasion through Parliament, through a number of different areas, through the mayor directly, and through his offices. The only support and the assistance that we got was from the then MMC, Michael Sun. who was often ill, who came out, who tried to do everything, but his hands were tied.
Yeah.
So, too many issues, too many things here, but a longer discussion for another day.
So what's the story here now with the Jamia Masjid parking lot? Is it true that Jocelyn Davies has done things without consulting the local community and relocated informal traders from the Texaran closer to the train station to this particular spot?
It is true. Yesterday, the chairperson of the National Business Forum called me, Mohamed Salaji, to tell me that this has happened. We got there, they have delivered 10 containers already. They intend delivering another 30 over the next couple of days. A decision which he claims has been taken between JDA, JPC, South and the RD results in the fact that they're able to move them there. It cannot be. There is a structure and there's an activity. We may not like it very much, but there is an activity within that area. That area caters for people going to mosque, for people going to the businesses within the area, for people that live in that area and for businessmen themselves. None of them have been consulted. I've spoken to a couple of taxi associations. They haven't been consulted. And Jocelyn says, no, the decision was made 2 weeks ago. It wasn't relayed, communicated in any way. In terms of process, even if they wanted to do that before they reached the decision, they should have engaged with the community. They should have engaged with the community and other people that will be affected there. It hasn't happened. Initially, apparently, she told one of the businessmen that I had originally agreed to it. And when I confronted her on it, and then she said no, she had never said so. But that's something that we will clear up at 9 o'clock.
Well, but why are they relocating them? And is it a temporary thing or a permanent thing?
It will be temporary. It will be temporary for a year while they complete the upgrade of the taxi rank. My experience is that year would be much longer. It never runs on time. That's the first thing. The second thing is during that time, a number of other issues will come up relating to crime and to disadvantage of the formal business area within that particular sector. All those things will result in it. But worse than this, come the year or whatever period it is, once the traders are supposed to return, many of them will choose not to. And then research with a different set of dynamics.
Yeah. So there's a meeting taking place at 9 o'clock today. What's the plan of action? Can this still be stopped? Is it still possible to stop it?
Well, in my view, it must. It must go back to the drawing board, and we as a community must challenge it. We must not allow it to continue because we see the potential risks attached to it. But worse than that, we live in a society and we live in a democratic time now. There must be consultation on all these issues. It hasn't happened.
Yeah. Shahbadal, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Marlon. Thanks. Bye.